Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. Hey, remember the epic days?
That doesn't match your outfit.
Not at all.
I'm still in the same
one. Sorry, everybody.
Should we do a new outfit change?
Last week, same outfit.
It's really bad underneath. Are you guys ready for this?
No.
You asked for it.
I didn't ask for
it's
it.
It's almost summertime. I'm going to have to step off camera.
Okay, so we, most of you know, we film two potties at a time.
You got a summertime one underneath there?
No, I don't have a summertime one. I just checked.
Dan and I are like redone.
Oh my goodness.
Did he plan on that?
He changed his hair.
Did he plan on us asking him to take that Indian stuff off?
Oh, that's grand.
Oh my goodness. He looks like he's a meth head.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Danny. And we're so glad you tuned in today. Because let me tell you something. It's going to be good.
I'm so sorry for everybody watching right now.
This is the only thing that works with this as an undershirt because I made it.
Yes, I can tell.
You tell? You wanted to wear that so badly.
You're rocking it too.
Made an undershirt.
I made an undershirt.
I did this as a base layer to keep me warm. You made a special singlet, signature singlet for that outfit.
It's worse. I've made undershirts for all my shirts. I've got some shirts that are summertime shirts.
Oh my goodness.
But I don't want to like bust sweat up in them. And so I've made like custom undershirts that are patterned to shape to the shirt.
Wow.
It's a little trick.
But you need better scissors.
Who says?
All right. So I've been told by our producer, John, that we have to make this a quick podcast.
Yeah.
And I have some steak to throw on the barbie.
Good.
And I brought my telly. Good. Good old telly. Is right here. Still got
up.
My bad hair day because we're recording two potties that we did in the row. So my last bad hair day, it's the same one.
Hey, it's like Malibu Barbie and Crackhead Willie.
It is.
She's the same
soccer mom.
And that's our mom.
Okay, so let me just start. Okay, I'm going to just zoom through it like it's telly. I'm going to read it like,
what's the name
like
of
a politician.
It?
It's all about the inside. Now, are we doing them in consecutive order like what we just recorded? Because our
that's
last party was very external. It was all up the booty. Like it was all about the booty.
It was.
And now this is, we're going to talk
that's
about
the name
the inside.
Of the,
it's all about the inside.
Next, all about the booty, John.
Or like booty call or
it's,
something.
It's all about the inside is the name. And I just want to go straight into it. Most people in life try and fortify their outside world to keep life under control. We strengthen all that people see about us and we try and fortify our life from what we see around us.
Yeah.
We protect ourselves from all outer agitations, or we try to. We protect ourselves from annoying people, annoying relationships, agitating environments, annoying jobs, frustrations from all of the above. And I have been in that boat of trying, I remember getting adrenal fatigue and thinking it was all because of my external agitators. And I remember like, okay, I've got to go to bed at 8. So I'm going to like masking tape over every blue light on the alarm clock and get special shades. And I had some particular annoying people in my life. My wonderful brother, who's so lovely, but he is a Christian jerk, right? He's a spirit-filled jerk. Like, he loves the Lord, but he always ends up making me cry. Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like that describes me really well. Like,
I was
Christian
like, I have
jerk.
To protect myself from my brother. And you know, I did not get better blood work on my crashed adrenals. I got worse. Okay. And so this is a bit of a personal story. And I found out through my life trials that it's all about the inside. So let me keep going on my tally.
Please.
But the truth is that all this outside control does nothing for us, really. You're like the guy at the movies crackling the bag.
He's got some healthy Mexican wedding cookies.
You should have just brought the popcorn at the movie theater, but you brought your own bag that crackles. I'm always that woman at the movie theater and I'm bringing my own natural snack, but it's got the crackly bag, you know?
Today's podcast has been brought to you by Siete, Mexican wedding cookies.
Oh, we need to know. We haven't approved those yet or not.
It's so sweet. It's disgustingly sweet. How can you do
that? Is that coconut sugar?
It's stevia.
Oh, I know, but I hate the stevia.
Children, hold on.
No, that's good. I like it.
Oh, you're right. It's coconut sugar.
Okay, everyone quiet. Shut.
What a pro.
Listen, if Leslie says shut up, it won't sound bad because it'll be with an English accent. Hush up. There you go. So, the truth is that all the outside control does nothing for us, really. Of course, if we can live in a perfect weather island, then great, you know. If it's all like open doors for us, then we move. If we can get hired or start up a better job or career, then great. I'm not talking about purposely living below awesome opportunities. But what I want to talk about today is that the outside world, even if we could control it perfectly, does not keep us in joy, does not keep us in peace. Peace and joy are an inside job.
Mm.
External agitations never are the drivers into frustration we think they are. They're never the drivers into quitting in life. Anxiety, worry, negativity, anger, the list goes on. We are the drivers. And the sooner that we get that, the sooner we find real peace. Our reactions are always a choice. No one and nothing forces us to think or feel a certain way. We choose to respond in these ways, and it's always an inside job. We are not talking about, so today, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about very traumatic ritual and sexual and indescribable abuse that has happened, you know, where people are victims, and I'm not talking about that today, even though I believe that recovering and healing from those situations is an inside job through the power of God. But I'm not talking about that. So I want people to think, you know, or something happened to me and, you know, I feel like I have a right to blame, you know, all of the trauma in my life about this. I'm not even going there, but I do want to say it's still going to be an inside job. But what I really want to talk to us today is more about, you know, just the regular stuff that we end up blaming. And it really just takes away the heat from where we really should be focusing on. And I just want to read a list here that I wrote. And I'm sure you that listening could write your own list. And Pearl and Danny, feel free to just chuck in as I say. You'll get the point as I say. If he or she weren't such an idiot, I wouldn't respond so ridiculously. If he or she weren't such an idiot, my life would be so much more peaceful. If they weren't such idiots, I would have never have got myself into this mess.
Insert their own language for idiot.
Yeah. Is idiot bad to say?
I don't know. It's like jerk.
It's a jerk. It's a great English word.
Insert jerk. Yeah. If life wasn't so rough, I wouldn't be so stressed out all the time.
Or insert for a woman. A lot of people were like, if she wasn't such a B.I., you know.
Okay, yeah. If my job wasn't so stressful, then I would be more emotionally healthy. If my marriage wasn't so miserable, then I would have never done such and such. If 2020 didn't happen, then I wouldn't have gained back 30 pounds. If my mother or mother-in-law wasn't so controlling, then I would have a better life. If my children were not so rebellious, or maybe if my children didn't have such special needs, then my home life would be more joyful. If it wasn't for that jerk at work, then I wouldn't be so angry and wound up when I get home. If it wasn't for jerk drivers, then I wouldn't get such road rage. I would have more confidence, but my mother always told me growing up, fill in the blank. I was always teased and left out at high school, so I've always felt like a reject. I wouldn't eat ice cream every night if my days weren't so stressful. I can't get a hold of my diet because no one in my life wants to support me in this. If my financial situation wasn't so tight, I wouldn't have this high blood pressure. She makes me insane. He makes me crazy. This whole economy is turning me into a worrywart. I can't sleep at night because of what he said to me. I can't sleep at night because of my child's illness. Now, some of these responses, especially of the one that I just last said, they're natural responses and they're out of a compassionate heart. But still, they don't have to drive us into this place of misery and anxiety and this place of darkness. It's really our choice over it. And Pearl and Danny, you could add to this list, but I think we all get
it. Yeah, no, we get it. We get it. I mean, I saw myself in many of them.
And I've said plenty of them. The point I'm making is that the true fix to all of this is not the outward stressor changing or going. It's all on the inside. All of this is an inside job. Living in a perfect bubble does not fix or strengthen us. We are weaker than ever and more susceptible to breaking if we step one toe out of our bubble. You know, and that's like the point too, you know, with keto. People think keto is fixing my insulin resistance, you know, and I'm getting better blood work. You know, I'm not getting such high blood sugar because I'm on keto. Well, you're not giving it the stressor. You're not putting any sugar in, nothing, not even natural sugar. You're staying in the bubble. But when you get out of that bubble, you've become carbohydrate intolerant. Your numbers are worse. Now, it's temporary. It can be fixed. But you can actually put yourself into almost a little diabetic state. And that's why, you know, in pregnancy, if you've been on a keto diet and you get that test, the gestational diabetes test, you usually fail it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a little side point
there.
That's a
good analogy. I like it.
Yeah. True wholeness, true peace, true joy, true rest is all an inside job. It's got nothing to do with the booty. And when we realize this, when we stop blaming everything.
You're not undoing my booty talk from last week,
no,
are you?
No, because I'm all about the booty.
Hey,
but
you
but
can
peace
do
and joy
side
don't come from the booty.
Or sit-ups. But please, don't lose that butt.
Right. But it ain't going to give you true. I've seen some, have you seen some famous.
I have.
Like, you know, Hollywood. They're probably silicone bums, but
no, they're real.
Okay, real. Okay, great.
Summer.
Yeah, no. Okay, but still, you hear about their lives. You read it when you're in the tabloids, getting your grain free Mexican wedding cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're all like miserable, right?
Yeah.
So it's an inside job.
I say have both.
That's right. Then we stop blaming everything and everyone else, and when we start becoming true, resilient people, when we stop. Even situations that seem impossible to breathe easy and keep joy in and things that seem so unfair are all completely possible to find glorious rest and joy within because it's all an inside job. And I don't want you to think I'm talking through a hole in my head because this whole thought process has come about so that I could fall to sleep because I felt like my son had a week to live because I thought, you know, I don't even want to mention some of the other things, but it's all an inside job. Now, when I say job, this might be a quick potty because I'm just going through the teleprompter to just keep it swift.
I'm letting you speak because it's good stuff.
Now, when I say job, I don't mean grunt work and a grinding effort that comes from yourself. I mean finding that inner sanctum within where you just fall into perfect peace and perfect love. That casts out all fear. It's more about rest and surrendering than work. It's more about relationship with God and through a deep communion with Him in a secret place inside. And that hidden place is a place we're all designed to have. We were designed for it. We were designed to have a secret place inside where we commune with God. And this... Yeah, let me just see here. Life lived with Christ and His governing nature deep inside is the plan from the beginning. Before time, for every human, it's the only way to maintain homeostasis through the chaos of life. And the chaos, this is the interesting point, which I've learned through some deep and hard places, is only but a challenge to go deeper and dive more fully into this hidden place God has us waiting to discover. Now, I remember, for new peeps in the room, my eldest son, you know, is battling cancer. He's doing so wonderful now. But there were times I didn't know tomorrow what it would hold. And I look back when I kind of realized I was going to go insane unless I went inside. You know, I couldn't work on the external because it was out of my hands. So I went inside and I did some inside work, which is kind of inside rest. And I think like in the depth of that, I was living in more peace than I'm living in now because I had to go deeper, because I had to go there for shelter.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know, when you say one of your things was, I can't sleep at night because, you know, the health of my child, and you've obviously lived that.
Mm-hmm.
So practically, what does that look like when there are circumstances that are so hard and you need to go and you need to sleep? How did you learn to sleep at night? It was just practicing this rest. It was just surrendering all trust. Like, what does that look like? What are your thought processes like? What is your prayer like as you go to bed and you don't know about the life of your loved one?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I tried everything external. I was on the Google till 2 in the morning looking for the next best cancer treatment, you know? And also the works prayers were not what helped me either, because they were all desperate prayers that had no faith attached. You know, it was those rests, just, you've said.
Yeah.
You've said that you're his healer, like just resting. So the only thing that ever worked for me was rest, you know?
So rest, a rest, surrender prayer, just a rest, like I will be here in your rest and then you could sleep.
I feel like it was like I had a picture, like a little place I went to. It was a little secret garden and it was inside and it was out, like it was not out here. It was inside, and I went there and my father was there and he just held me and I just knew that he was the one that was in control, not me. And so my point being is every stress that can be looked on as a trigger to take us further into our adventure into perfect peace, into our discovery of its expansive and never-ending heights, widths, and depths. And I think, you know, I would think, okay, well, I've found a little bit of peace here. And then I get worse information, or it had come back and then we were all back into it. And then I'd find, oh, there's a deeper level here to this peace. Oh, wow. This is big place. This is a big country, this country of peace. So I say all this, that the sooner we realize that we are the choosers of our destinations, no one else makes us angry. Nothing makes us miserable.
Well,
we choose it.
Yeah. What makes us is what we call in this current culture triggers.
Right.
Right. But
I say, but this triggers is meant to, you can twist it around and it's your trigger into this inside job.
Yeah.
It's this trigger into rest, because we can choose to let stresses stress us out.
Yeah.
Or challenge us to go deeper into love and into our secret place.
Right.
With Christ. And
it's just that the natural way for all of us, because this is a different way.
Yeah.
This is the different way that the scriptures exhort us to, right? But we need reminding every single day. But does the other way
work?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't give you peace. No. Doesn't give you joy.
It's the first natural response of our body,
right,
of our natural selves.
Yeah. So this is all about the inside. The last party was on the booty. It was on the outside. But to get that booty, did you do what felt natural?
No. I wanted to sit on the couch. I wanted to scroll all day on my newsfeed.
Right. You had to get up and lift some pretty uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
And then when you felt like throwing up, you went and you had to take a smoothie.
Yeah.
You didn't want
to
eat
it. And your natural instinct, you've said it once to me before, Danny, and I just laughed and laughed, was I don't want to go out to work for my family and play video games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but our natural instincts cannot be relied upon.
Well, like when people are like, you become a billionaire and you don't have to do anything for money. That's covered. What are you doing? I'm like, video games and one other thing I won't talk about. That's it.
Right. So I think it's our natural instinct to think it's all an outside job, right? To think that we'll just have a hissy fit and we'll make it all better.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just
Or distress and worry. That's my thing.
Right.
You know, when I get news that is not all Pollyanna perfect and my life is so easy and oh, isn't it wonderful? And when I get news that's like, hey, this is challenging, this is hard, or this has to happen, my natural body wants to go into this worry, panic. Oh no, what if? What if? Oh no. Oh no, what if?
Oh yeah. I was challenged today writing this thing on the telly because I wrote 3/4 of it and today was busy. It was just busy and my daughter is overdue to have her baby and I was thinking, oh, we got the party, but what if she goes into labor and I want to do that? And then I had grandbabies over and they were falling down the stairs and all my children were fighting. One had snot like falling into its mouth and I was just trying to type away and somebody like knocked coffee over near the computer and I did this and I lost.
Yeah.
Lost the whole, all the points that I wanted to talk about. And I'm like, ah! Ah! And I was getting all outside jobby, right? I was getting all, and then I'm like, you hypocrite. Yeah. You hypocrite. And I'm like, ah, even if I have to write it again. Oh, I have your peace. I really had to go there. I really had to do some inside job. And it took a few seconds, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But then I did the whole thing again. And I was huffing and puffing when Pearl walked in for a meeting before this. It's been a busy day and I had lost it again. But this time.
That is your technical skills.
It was behind. Are. It was hidden behind some other document.
Ben found it.
Yeah.
Your process is much nicer than mine.
Like yours includes a few cuss words.
No. I scream punch a pillow into the couch. You put it on the couch. Couch will go back just a little bit each hit.
You scream.
Gives you a feeling.
Does Mrs. V enjoy you doing that?
No, I go out to my office.
Right. Okay. Good.
It's an old brown.
Because I can tell as a wife, I wouldn't appreciate that.
No.
You know how they These say if you're angry, violence. If you're angry, like go and do a punching bag. I think it's like so not true. Because it doesn't do anything on the inside.
I'd love
it
to put it to the test.
Inside.
I'd love
but
to test
There's even
you.
A place that my children went to for fun because they were invited to a bride.
I really, really hope what that didn't show up on the camera because I just realized my zipper was undone.
Oh, that's okay. Look, if he can
what
wear that,
redneck,
you can zip
dude.
Your zipper up.
What a redneck. Like, we're on a YouTube podcast and you're just like adjusting and zipping your pants.
I mean, because... No, listen, I have sat here.
This is filmed before a live studio audience.
1¾.
Yeah, you weird shirt self.
As I sit here like the crackiest of
like
homeless.
Growing out, growing into the holes in your shirt.
Spanish hairs and your underarm hair. Okay, so we have to look.
We're professionals. Tune in every Wednesday.
We're into 1¾ potties because the last week's I sat here the whole time. Okay, well, we'll see how it comes out in the wash.
See how it comes out. But anyway, my children went to this place. It was, what do you call it, those bachelorette parties? I don't even like bachelorette parties. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, it was a Christian bachelorette party. But they went to this fun place because you could be in a smashing room.
You
just throw plates for fun.
That's
and
epic.
I told my girls, they said, it was so fun, Mom. And I'm like, no, it wasn't fun. Because you're teaching yourself to just, like,
let yourself go.
You shouldn't ever, like, enjoy... ruining things.
Mummy says you didn't have fun last
night.
That's what
I said.
And you didn't.
Mummy said you didn't. But anyway, all of that, it doesn't really work.
Because
I do not believe in like harsh discipline. But I do believe in having good boundaries and rules.
Yeah.
And some of the children that don't have that and they're just allowed to do the
demonstrate themselves.
Monsters.
Like you feel angry. Will you release that anger, honey?
Yeah.
Let's see, that's called anger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it never works for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for them. Yeah.
They grow up and abuse their spouses.
Mm. Yes.
Their spouse has to deal with it eventually.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So anyway, I can be get producer John really happy here by closing up in 1 minute and you guys can do a rant. So
that's how we do
so
it.
So we choose to let the stresses stress us out, right? Or we can be challenged to go deeper. Now, remember how I said it's an inner sanctum? You know, that it's like a refreshing...
Inside job.
Yeah, that it's like a refreshing garden. Let me be poetic for the poets out there.
Yeah, but you know when you always say this refreshing garden stuff and I know your brain sees it? My brain doesn't see it, so I like inside job.
Listen, but listen.
There's other people that have gardens.
Whirling tornadoes outside. Children in hospital, Pearl.
Yeah.
Like when you have like maybe situations where I've never been in, and you know, abusive husband about to walk in the door, you know, at like 12 midnight or whatever. You might want a refreshing garden. Inside job's just too light.
Like, I think it depends.
I've been in times in my life where I'm like, poetry is where it's at. Like, I have to go
to the
garden.
No, I think
garden.
It depends upon the person.
I have to see the wells, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so for those people, okay, we've already done the unzip zippers and
an inside job.
We can do some poetry, okay? So let me end with some Shakespeare. It's actually some Bible.
Shakespeare. Oh, okay.
This inner sanctum is like a refreshing garden, and there's a whole lot of yummy fruit in there to sustain and revive, like the fruits of the spirit, right? They grow in that inner place. Mm. They grow love, That's joy, true. Peace, you know, all of them, long suffering, patience, goodness, gentleness. These are all yummy fruits in that garden, and you only find them if you go in. You only find them. True. This inner hidden place of the heart is where we find our new nature that God wants to give us, because our old nature wants to stress out and at stressful stuff, go bananas, scream, throw up our hands, leave in a huff.
Throw plates.
Right? Throw plates. Yes. I won't say any of those things. But, right, our inside job self says, nah, now I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to come inside. Now I'm going to go a little further. No, a little deeper. Yeah, this is the place, right? I'm going to stay here where I can hear it. It's stillness here. It's quiet. I can hear the still small voice, right? The kind whisper of my creator, of my father. And I'm going to eat some of those scrumptious fruit of the spirit. And I'm going to find my true identity in here, my true self, right?
Oh, can yes. I interject? Yes. Because I'm a pastor's kid, PK, grew up with the scrippies, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, have taken a lot of scrippies into my own life. But I have never put two and two together until this very moment that the fruits of the spirit are to be eaten.
Yeah.
Have you ever put that together?
That's why you've got a garden in there, bro.
I know, but a garden aside.
She swatted you.
Garden aside.
I got like nail marks.
Yeah.
Like,
how do we get, you know, this fruits of the spirit, love, joy, peacefulness, kindness, meekness? I mean, okay, so that were just fruits of the spirit all my life. I've thought, oh, we got to use those fruits of the spirit. But how do you get a fruit you ingest, right? So it becomes a part of you.
But you can't ingest it while you're on the way in your angry fit.
No.
Ready to whip everybody in your house.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So they actually become, when we eat something, we partake, we make it a part of ourselves, mm-hmm. right? We ingest it and it becomes nutrients yes. for us.
Because that's why we find our new, true identity when we eat the fruits of the spirit. Yes. Because we like become what we eat.
Yes. So now, but I have a whole new picture. I'm not necessarily.
You have pictures too, like
yeah. Well, now I'm yeah. Well, now I'm just like eating that fruit of the spirit.
Yes.
I'm eating love. So its nutrients become a part of my very self.
Hey,
so
you would have understood it more. I missed a whole paragraph on my telly. You would have understood the whole garden because, listen, I missed it. Isaiah 58:11 poetically describes you respect
give me a
Isaiah.
Script, okay, if you give me a Isaiah, scripty, I'll be more garden-centric.
It describes this inner sanctum where we can be watered by an inner well that never runs dry and keeps us refreshed even when everything external is like a desert, okay? Here it is. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your soul in scorched and dry places. And give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden,
mm-hmm.
and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And then Psalm 91, you respect David? I may not respect your little sister.
I respect the psalmist.
He explains this hidden inner garden, refreshingly simple. He says, he that dwells in the secret place. You know, yeah. read the secret garden growing mm-hmm. up? Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have an internal shade
yeah.
that we don't use. The yeah. hot scorches, the hot outside temps cannot affect us here.
No, I get that. Like if I am a garden inside myself, like a fertile place, like all I'm saying
you
is.
You are, because you are your no, stressor. No, we no. have it inside.
No, but go back
yes.
to that one script. I'm going to show you something.
The Isaiah one?
Yeah, go back to that.
And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your soul in scorched and dry places and give strength to your bones. The reason why
no,
I said
the other one. Can you read that one?
The Psalm 91? Or the one that says and gives it, and you will be like a water garden, yeah. like a spring of water whose waters do not
fail. I will be
fail.
That. Okay, so for me, I don't like, it's just a different brain sort. Like I don't go in and picture the drooping leaves and the fruit. But if I picture myself or I say that I am a watered garden.
Yes.
Like then I know just how to practically
I do
apply
both.
That.
I do that yeah. too. I do, just depends on the weather yeah. when I want to wear pink or,
yeah, no,
or brown.
Exactly. You know? It's just two different ways of looking at it. Like, I am love because I've eaten its fruit,
yes.
right?
Oh, yes.
I am a watered garden because mm-hmm. I decide not to be out there in that scorched place. I go, like mm-hmm. you say, internally.
But sometimes I have to go internally before I know that I am.
Yes.
Because when there is external stresses, like beating down your door.
Yeah.
It's almost like you need to take some time. Yeah. Like you need to go in mm. to the watered garden and you're like, you take that rest. You feel the shade.
Mm.
And then you decide, no. I am. mm-hmm. of this place. So yeah. I am
yeah.
a water guardian, you know? Because I feel like in the moment, you just want to react.
Oh, so
and you
true.
Don't have time to say, I am a watered garden to the one that says, you ugly thing, I've never loved you for the 10 years of marriage. You know what I mean? You don't feel like saying, but I am a watered garden, husband of my 10 years. No, you'd be like, I just need to go inside to my place with my father.
That was like a scene out of Raising Arizona.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about? Watching to bring that.
Go bring me that baby, huh? It's the greatest film of all time.
Whoever he was needs to be kicked
you know
out the door.
Yeah, yes.
Oh. Whatever that guy was, you can go into your inner place, but he still might need to be locked up.
Oh, no, that was some good stuff, Serena. So very timely, I think, for so many of us walking through these scorched places, you know?
But even if we're walking through just junk job stuff.
Yeah.
It's not your job making you miserable.
I know.
It's not. It's your choice to be miserable
in that job. Or your daughter or your husband or your coworker. You're right.
It's all inside.
Well, bye, everybody.
Situation.
Oh, that was good. Trim nothing, mama. Then I'll be true nothing, mama.